I have discovered a poet who I would dearly love to record right now. And okay. And your name is Simon?
Simon.
Yes.
His poem, it's called Motel, She Was Not There. And it goes, sanitized for my protection, this beach receives its flotsam coolly and offers, in the place of wine, a paper cup of Nescafe. They say the view from here is quite superb. I hope it rains.
Lovely. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful. Now, there's another one you shared with me that had about sands, the thighs of sand, or
yes,
sand of... thighs and sands were in there somewhere.
Yes, I know.
Go on.
This one is called Richmond River in Flood. And it goes, tawny, insistent, muscled like a cat, the river probes and seeks the sea, which spreads her sanded thighs apart and moans her gulls in ecstasy.
Ooh. I'm trying to arouse curiosity in cues. I think Simon is doing his own version of arousal. Thank you, Simon.
Yep. Now then, you want another one?
Well, have you got another one that you could share with me?
Oh, wait a minute. I think I can probably dredge one up from somewhere. Oh, yes, I know. This one begins with the subtitle, Earth Speaks. And Earth says, reflectively, I shall continue in the clean and empty air, and cell shall speak to cell again, saying, once there was a storm here, which now is past. And God, considering this, says, was it a storm then? I must have erred, not seeing that the seed of every end is sown in its beginnings.
What were your main reasons?
Beautiful, thank you. And these poems were by Simon?
By Simon. That's the only name you need.